bring in our next newsmaker, and she is former ambassador and governor of South Carolina, author and then some, speaker, and someone who may be looking ahead to 2024, but first the midterms. Nikki Haley joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire, on our network of news talk stations. Governor, thanks for being with us.
Oh, good morning. It's great to be with you. I hope you guys are staying warm out there.
Oh, yeah. You know, February up in New England, of course. Of course we are, Governor. Governor, just a small footnote, parliamentarian note. What's the proper etiquette, ambassador or governor, if one has to be the what's the more senior term?
You know, it's Nikki. Those were moments in time. And so at the end of the day, I was blessed to serve in both of those, but it's Nikki.
Well, I want to talk about your book, with all due respect, and looking ahead to the midterms. Before I do, there's so much in the news to get a reaction to. I don't want to imagine anything, but I'm always so impressed with our special forces and how they can do a precision commando counterterrorism strike in northwest Syria and take out the number one leader of ISIS. And the president, I think regardless who the president is, we have to stand by that and support it. And that's a good thing, I think, for the world in terms of humanity. But then we have the mess in Ukraine, and the president's going to New York City after the sixth police officer in New York City has been killed just for being a police officer. So let's weigh in on the overnight news in northwest Syria, your reaction to that, and then maybe a comment about Ukraine and where you think things go post the Beijing Games when Vladimir Putin comes back home.
Well, you know, I think it's good that we were able to take out a senior member of ISIS. You know, President Trump did a great job when he basically, you know, eliminated the caliphate, and we were on the road to much safer pastures. And I think after Afghanistan, you know, Iran and all of its, you know, its groups came out and said that they were going to start to kind of raise their heads again. And I think they were trying to do that. I actually think that Biden and the administration being able to take out this senior official was good. It shows that we're not going to just lay down. We're not going to let ISIS have their way. And we've got to start doing this, whether it's ISIS, whether it's the Taliban, whether it's Russian aggression. You know, we just have to show that we're going to stand for what's right. And, you know, I can tell you as the wife of a combat veteran, you know, what our military does and what our special forces do. It's dangerous every day, but they do it in the name of freedom. They do it in the name of protecting America. And I think that it's good that we continue to do that. What happened in Afghanistan was a travesty. It will take us years to get over that, from the fact that we have empowered the Taliban, but we let our friends down. You know, all of our allies suddenly saw that they were standing shoulder to shoulder with us, and we left in the middle of the night. We didn't tell them. Afghanistan has suffered, but more than that, the world is less safe, and we have to start standing strong, and we have to start standing strong for our allies and what we believe, and we have to fight hate in the world.
Nikki Haley, a former governor of South Carolina, ambassador, United Nations. I have a friend who's a Hollywood actor now, an Afghanistan-born American now, Fahim Fazli. He's been in a lot of movies. He's a wonderful patriot now, and it hurts. He sends me messages each day. He actually went back as an actor to work with the U.S. Marines in Afghanistan, ferreting out the Taliban. And coming from Afghanistan originally, it pains him that Afghan people that supported the U.S. troops there can't even get out of Afghanistan into our country. And then he said at the southwest border, we're letting migrants and illegal, you know, people come into the country, and it really is painful for him to watch.
So, and I feel for him. You know, I was in Afghanistan while I was ambassador and went there and met with the leaders, and you know, just the progress they had made on the independence women had, and, you know, the how pro-American they were and how much, you know, they wanted the partnership that we had. I feel for all of them, because now, you know, all of the women are having to hide in their homes. They can't get out. You're seeing a mass exodus wherever they can of Afghans trying to get out. But more than that, you know, it's like my husband. You know, he spent 5 years trying to get his two interpreters out, because while his unit was deployed in Afghanistan, without those interpreters, they would have been killed. And so, you know, there's a lot of interpreters that were left there. But, you know, the damage is done. What we now have to do is say, how do we make sure that we don't allow the Taliban to get legitimacy at the United Nations? We don't send any American money that's going to be taken by the Taliban. We get people out that are in harm's way, and we go show our allies this is not the kind of friend we're going to be. We're going to do better. And, you know, it's going to take a lot to do that. And I think now, you know, as you look at this issue with Russia and Ukraine, you're looking at the same thing. You know, this should not be a Russia-U.S. situation. This is a Russia-NATO situation. And, right. You know, what you have is Russia's wanting to dominate and say who will or won't be allowed into NATO. Russia doesn't get to make that call. You know, we put in allies where we think it's best, you know, beneficial. And you look at what Biden did, the worst thing that Biden did was allowing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that just gave Russia the ability to hold power over Europe, to have financial stability, all of these things that could have been avoided, and they didn't do it. And so now we're in this situation where we have to stand united as allies and make sure that Russia knows that, look, you can't just sit there and start to threaten. But the reality is, after what they saw in Afghanistan, after they've seen the weakness in Biden, China's flying planes over Taiwan, North Korea's testing ballistic missiles, Russia's moving in on Ukraine. I mean, you're going to continue to see Iran kind of trying to be aggressive, right, and trying to force us to get back into the Iran deal. This is what happens when the U.S. is weak.
Nikki Haley, Good Morning New Hampshire Live, former governor of South Carolina, ambassador, and possible presidential candidate in 2024. How seriously are you looking at that?
Not looking at it now, because if we don't win 2022, there won't be 2024. So we are going across the country. Last year, we worked really hard for governor's races, House and Senate candidates, making sure their coffers were full. We campaigned for Glenn Youngkin in Virginia. We campaigned for Jack Cittarelli in New Jersey. I kept saying, don't take your eyes off New Jersey, because the frustration we saw in Virginia was exactly the same in New Jersey.
Right.
And that is, parents are tired of having their control taken away from how their kids are being taught in schools. People are tired of the crime on the streets. They want us to have the backs of law enforcement. They want us to fight to keep our communities safe. They see inflation going up. They continue to see foreign policy weak, and everybody wants to see America strong again. And so we're going to be fighting across the country for good candidates in 2022, including in New Hampshire. And, you know, we're going to make sure that we win back the House, win back the Senate, win
right.
some governor's races across this country, and start seeing what a strong America looks like again.
Now, you've endorsed Matt Maurer in the 1st Congressional District, I believe, here. Are you going to be, you can comment on that, on why that endorsement? And also, are you going to be making supporting one of the U.S. Senate candidates running as a Republican against Senator Hassan?
You know, I think that Matt Maurer is a fantastic candidate. He is somebody that we are extremely proud of. I endorsed him last time. I think we need to see him in D.C. for a lot of reasons. But more than that, there will be no learning curve with Matt Maurer. He knows how the White House is run. He knows how the State Department's run. He knows the good fights to pick. He understands that it's important to be pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-freedom, but he also understands what it means to back the blue, and he knows the deep state that the State Department can be. And I think that, you know, he's going to go over there and he's not going to watch out for the special interests of D.C. and Congress. He's going to sit there and fight for the families in New Hampshire. And I can tell you that, you know, he's already started doing that by saying that, you know, congressional candidates shouldn't be able to get into this trading of stocks where they get special treatment. His opponent on the Democrat side has become the favorite pet of Nancy Pelosi. And we've got to make sure that Matt goes over, calls it out for what it is, and I have no doubt that he will be running circles around Nancy
right.
Pelosi when the time comes. So I hope everybody will get out and support Matt Maurer, because he's really going to be a great one.
Will you be looking at that U.S. Senate Republican field or not as a possible to endorse someone?
I think you will see us come out and have a comment about that Senate seat as well. Give us some time, and we'll be weighing in on that not too long from now.
And we're learning for the first time this morning, Good Morning Hampshire, former U.S. Senate candidate and very successful and respected business person, Bill Binney, will not. He's just told the show he's not running for the U.S. Senate. So it looks like that field with Chuck Morris, Kevin Smith, and Don Bolt is very set. Before I let you go, there's a little interesting. We began the week with Governor Sununu being asked about former President Trump and some of the comments President Trump had made about January 6th. And Governor Sununu not really agreeing with the former president. It seems, Nikki Haley, and you're quite an independent voice, and you've written in your book and some other books and commented on this, with all due respect, by Nikki Haley, that if any Republican, even a Governor Sununu, indirectly criticizes or calls, has any exception with something the former president has said, within a few days, the president kind of pokes back at that Republican. And we've seen this in some of the states where Donald Trump has sort of taken on a fairly popular Republican or not supported that Republican if they've been critical of the former president. Is this a good or bad thing for the Republican Party? And is it the party of Donald Trump or the Republican Party as you head into the midterms in 2024?
Well, you know, I think that, first of all, President Trump, I was proud to serve with him. I think he was a consequential president. I think that the way he handled domestic policy and foreign policy was unmatched. He was a disruptor at a time that we needed a disruptor. I think what's important is just to focus on the issues. You know, that's what we saw in Virginia. That's what we saw in New Jersey. I personally can tell you that I am strong for law and order, backing the blue, making sure that we have laws in place, whether it's on the southern border or whether it's BLM riots. And if, you know, you've got rioters that are happening in our cities like we saw, they should be held to account. They should be, held accountable and pay the price. If you have rioters in the Capitol, the same thing. If you break the law, you should pay the price. And so, you know, depending on those cases, if they've been found guilty of breaking the law, they should serve the time. It's that simple. You know, I don't think this has to be, are you, you know, you're either one side or the other. I think we all appreciate the service that President Trump gave. I think he has his thoughts on different issues, just like Governor Sununu has his thoughts on issues. I personally think Governor Sununu has been a fantastic governor for the people of New Hampshire. I think he will continue to be. But I think we should all be in the favor of law and order. I mean, I think we've seen what happens when we're not. You see law enforcement officers that are killed, which is what's happening right now. It's sickening to see what happened. As governor, I was at every law enforcement graduation because they put their lives on the line every day to protect our freedoms. We have to put our lives, we have to put our backs to theirs when it comes to making sure we take care of them as well. So, you know, I think this is probably one issue they may disagree on, but let's not disagree on the fact that we back law enforcement. We'll have their backs every step of the way. It's important.
And whatever decision you make after 2022, because you have been eyed as a serious, very potentially strong candidate for Republican Party in 2024, Would your decision depend on who else was running, or would you make an independent decision regardless of who else was running, including former President Trump?
Well, I think a year is a lifetime in politics. I think I've got I don't have to make a decision until the first part of 2023. I think I'll look at the lay of the land and see what it looks like. You know, I have said if President Trump runs, I would not run. But I can also tell you that, look, I have I will look and see if there's a place for me. I've never lost a race. I'm not going to start losing now. If there's not a place for me, I can tell you I'm going to continue to be a fighter for this country. I think we are blessed to live in America, and I'll do everything right. I can to strengthen her, keep her, and keep pushing the good fight.
Nikki Haley, we'll get you back again soon. Good luck with the book, with all due respect. Nikki Haley joining us, GMI Studios. Make it a great Thursday. Thank you, Governor.
Always great to be with you. Take care.